So he certainly couldn't be Kene. He certainly couldn't be Kene. He couldn't be Kene. The Kele mitzat Mashiach. But the Shaila is whether he can be Kene mitzat Chotzer. Whether he could be Kene mitzat Chotzer. So in other words, if, let's say, suppose he would be Machna the Behemoth and the Kele, so then he certainly could be Kene. The Kele mitzat Chotzer because he's Kene the Behemoth. He's Kene the Behemoth. So, but in this case, he wasn't Machna the Behemoth. He was only telling him, he was only Machna the Kelim, so the Shaila is, but in as much as he wants the Likeach to be Kene the Kelim, on top of the Behemoth, so maybe the Behemoth is considered like Shol to the Likeach, to be Kene the Kelim on top of it. So Mimelech and Shol can be Kene Mitzat Chotzer, that's the Gemara in Asheil, that even if the Chotzer is Shol to someone, so he can be Kene, and see a fault into it. So the shale of the chotzer can be kene the mitzie. So here too, true mitzav mishiche certainly couldn't be kene, because mishiche means moving the object, and here the object that is transferred to the lekeach is always remains in a state of rest. But the question is, since the mecheir lets the kelim remain stay on top of his behemoth, and he wants the lekeach to be kene the kelim on top of the behemoth. So maybe we could consider the behemoth a shoulder lekeach, so that the lekeach will be able to be kene, shoulder lekeach. So the mele will be able to be kene the kelim, mitzat chotzer, not mitzat mishiche. So then Rabbi asked the kasha, but he formulated the shaila only in connection with the case. Rabbi Lezer formulated the afaye only in connection with the case where he said mishiach behemoth knike, implying. That if the Meicher said, Mishir Behemu, Knikelim, then he certainly can be Kene. Why? Because it's not Chotzer, but it's Chotzer Malachet. Chotzer Malachet. So the Gemara answers, no, Vilcha de Mikhusom. Rav Lezer Sabaye is referenced to a case where the Behemu was a Behemu Kvusom. And on top of the Behemu, there were Kelim. And he said, the Meicher said to the Likeach, Mishir Behemu, Knikelim. He wasn't Makne the Behemu himself. So he pulled the behemoth, and the so mitzad mishir he certainly couldn't be kene the kelim. Why? Because it's in a state of rest. But the question is, can Rabbi Lezer Sabaye more whether he can be kene the kelim mitzad chotzer? So one way, so we can argue, he cannot be kene mitzad chotzer because after all, the behemoth was not transferred to the lekeach. But he could argue, too, it wasn't transferred, but. He wants the Likeach to be Kene, and to be Kene the Kelim. So maybe the behemoth is considered Shol to the Likeach for a short time. So maybe can be Kene the Kelim is a Chotzer because Kelim are placed on the behemoth that is Shol to the Likeach, or it's not considered Shol to the Likeach. So now we understand this, why Rabbi Lezer formulated Sabaye only in connection with the case where. Only in connection with the case where he said Mishir Behemozu Knikelim Shalel, but he didn't say Kni Behemo Knikelim, because if he said Kni Behemo Knikelim, then he certainly could be Kelim Misachot. That's the Rambanchi. So now the Ritva Shite, and the Ritva Shite coincides with the Ramban Shite in Vobasra, in Chidush Ramban in Vobasra Das Tevo. Also, the Shaila, the Ramban, and also the Yesh Emrim, and also the Yesh, so he also says that the Ramban in Vobasra Das Tevo, he says that the Abaya of the Gemore is not based upon Mishiche, because insofar as Mishiche is concerned, so he said, it certainly could be Kene. Mitzat Mishiche. In spite of the fact, he says, the Ramban in Vobasra says just the reverse of what he says here. He says, in spite of the fact that the Kelim are in a state of rest all the time, but still, then by moving the behemoth, he thereby moves the Kelim. So, Mitzat Mishiche certainly could be Kelim. And even though, in spite of the fact that the Kelim are in a state of rest, and in spite of the fact the title to the behemoth always remains vested, in the Meicher. So still, if the Meicher intended that the Lekeach should be able to became it from Mishiche, then the Lekeach certainly would be able to became it. In other words, even if we say, even if we assume that Kehle of Shel Meicher b'shus Lekeach is loikar, so the Kehle of the Meicher does not become bottled to the Chotzer of the Lekeach. But insofar as Mishiche is concerned, so if he pulls it, so he's pulling it away from the Rishus Abayl, from the Rishus Ameich. So if the Kavone of the Meicher has been, this is what Ramban says in Bolat, if the Kavone of the Meicher has been that the Likiah should be able to be Kenet from Mishiche, then he certainly could be able to be Kenet from Mishiche. In spite of the fact that the Kelim are always in a state of rest, and in spite of the fact that title to the Beimor remains vested in the Meicher, it's still considered Mishiche Rishus Abayl. But this case, inasmuch as the Meicher employed the Loshon Mishir Beimozu U Kni Kelim Shalel, and he didn't say Kni Kelim Shal Gabe Amishir Shal Gabe Abeim, but he said Mishir Beimozu U Kni Kelim Shalel. That means that the Meicher doesn't want the Likiah to be Kenet from Mishiche. Because had the Kavone of the Meicher been the Likiah should be Kenet from Mishiche, he should have said, Kni Kelim Shal Gabe Abeim. He said, Mishael Beimozu, Kni Kelim Shal El. So it's a Raye, so he was Migale Dar the Meicher, that he wanted the Likiah to be Kenet only Mitzat Chotzer, not Mitzat Mishiche. So the Shaili is there a Kiyon Chotzer? So we could say that there is no Kiyon Chotzer because the Behemoth was not transferred, was not given away to the Likiah. And we could say, since the Meicher lets the Kelim stay on his Behemoth, and he wants the Likiah to decane it, so the Behemoth is considered like show to the Likiah. So Meili can be, Likiah can decane the Kelim through Kinyan Chotzer. So the Abaye is the same as the Ramban says here. But whereas the Ramban here says that Mitzirat Mishiche, he certainly could not decane it, because the Kelim are always in a state of rest. So the Ramban, the Chidushim of Basra says, no, Mitzirat Mishiche, he certainly could be Kenet. But here, the Meicher doesn't want him to be Kenet Mitzirat Mishiche. And he wants him to be Kenet Mitzirat Chotzer. So there's a Shaila, whether it's considered Chol or not. And then the Ritvo, so the Ritvo first mentions the Yesh Emrin, the Hob Shita to have Mishiche, Kim the Kenet Mitzirat Mishus Meicher, Uleilom, Omdo Gabriel Emtei. So in other words, that's similar to the Ramban Shite in Bomsie, but not completely like the Ramban Shite. Because where the Ramban said that here, Bitirat Mishiche, he couldn't detain it, on account of the fact that the Kilimani is state of rest, so the Yishemim says, no, that is no chisol. The fact that the Kilimani is state of rest is no chisol. But Bitirat Mishiche, he couldn't detain it, because since the Kilim always remain on top of the behemoth, that the title to which is vested in remains vested in the Meicher, so there is no Mishiche away from the Rishus Meicher. Rishus Meicher. In other words, that can only go in accord with the alternative in the model of Basra, that Kehle of Shel Meicher, which is Likeach, is Loikon. So in other words, that the Kehle of Shel Meicher doesn't become bottle to the Chotzer in which it is placed. And the Amen of the Shein Mupaskin that way, with Yerushalayim. Alright, then, so that's the Yeshemrim, but the Ritvo rejects that Yeshemrim. And then he explains the Gemore, the Abaye here, in the same way as the Ramban in Bor Basra explains. That the Shaila is in whether it can be Kenet Kelim Mitzat Chotzer, whether the Behemoth is considered Chol, and Biteras Mishiche certainly could be Kenet, but here there is a Gilodah, Mitzat Meicher, that the Lekeach should not be Kenet Mitzat Mishiche. That he should be Kenet only Biteras Chotzer. So that's the Shaila, whether it can be Kenet Chotzer or not, whether the Behemoth is considered Chol, or it's not considered Chol. Now, then we have the Pshat of the Rashba. The Rashba's Pshat is a little difficult, complicated, difficult. He says, the Rashba says, Shimkubetis mentions the Chiddush HaRashba. Now, he says that Rebbe Elazar Abaye is really, consists of two Abaye. Rebbe Elazar Abaye. It's one Abaye and then Nitin Zalema. One way, in respect to the first Abaye, there is a second Abaye. So, when Rebbe Elazar raises the Abaye for Emel HaVeire Mishir Behemozu Liknes Kelim Sholeo, Liknes Kelim Sholeo. So his first question is, the first question, the first inquiry of Reb Lezer is as to whether now, and Reb Lezer has reference to a day of Pus, as the Gemara can prove, you have to be Pus. So the Rashbo explains that was the Reb Lezer himself has reference to the day of Pus. Now, so there are two abayas here. For the first question that Reb Lezer raises is now, what is the ordinary way of, how are you Meshach HaBehemah? What's the ordinary way of being Meshach HaBehemah? Not to Kerev. Not to Kerev. But by Kerev or Vivo. Or by being Man Draglov. He applies an impetus to the Behemoth, and then the Behemoth walks by itself. Because it's a living thing. And he only causes the Behemoth to walk by itself. That's the usual Meshach HaBehemah. Now, since Reb Lezer's Abaye is in connection with Kuzo, so Mele here, the Meshach does not consist in causing the Behemoth to walk by itself, but the Meshach consists in Greira. But Greira is not the usual Meshach in the Behemoth. So the question is, just as Reb Yudah says, that it has to be dafke mishicha bigomo, and I know the b'chameya. But if it's the other way, so it's not kene. And even the tanekame, so tzadechot behem is kene. So there is one that is not kene. We don't know whether it's mishicha b'chameya, or hanoge bigomo, whatever it is. So why is tzadechot shaloi kone? Because it's not a derech. It's not a derech. So maybe here, since the derech of the living thing is not to be gerelech, but to cause it to walk by itself, and in this case, the behemoth is puso. So what kind of mishicha was realized in the behemoth? So a gerelech was realized. Maybe it's not a mishicha kuruchay, and it's not kene. Just as tadechot pigomo v'chamer is not kene. Not kene. So the question is, so the first query is in connection with the behemoth itself, whether he can be kene the behemoth itself through greira. So he could say he couldn't be kene, just as tadechot the behemoth is likon. Mishiche v'chameir or anoge v'gomo is not kene. So because it's not turche, so this is not turche either. But we could say, no, there is a distinction. Mishiche, when Rav Yudah, let's say, says, or Tanekame says, v'tadechot, that mishicha v'chamir is akene, or another b'gomor is akene. So there, this kind of mishicha is not usual for this kind of behemoth. So it's not akene. Masheinke, the reason why it's not usual is because usually every behemoth is not puso. But if, let's say, if behemoths would be puso, then it would be the usual thing to be meishecha tzudreire. How else can you be meishecha beime that is cop, that is bound? So mele, so true, it's not usual for the beime to be nimsha tzudreire, because it's not usual for the beime to be copus. But since this beime is copus, so under the circumstances, so that's the uche. Oh no, but the fact is that it's not the uche. True, it's not uche because most of the time the behemo is not bound. So mele, even in the case where it is bound, it cannot be kene. That's the first abaye. The infant solein. So of course, if we say in respect to the first abaye that greire in the behemo kvuso is not kene in respect to the behemo itself, so then there is no shaila that it couldn't be kene the kele. But infant solein. In respect to the first query, that the greira in the behemoth puso is kene, because that's considered ur. In this kind of behemoth, it's considered ur. So yimtim soleima, that greira in the behemoth puso is kene in the behemoth itself. So the question is, can this kind of mishiche that is effective regarding behemoth itself be effective regarding the kele? Maybe regarding behemoth itself, it is effective. Why? Because under these circumstances, this is the only kind of mishiche that you could make. But with Abed Kehli, it isn't the fact. So there are two abayas. This is what he says, the Rashi. on page 70, in the first column, in the middle of the last paragraph. Was the Lishon HaRashba. Vinirali. The Rebbe Lezer chode migi echode komin boyle. Ubi b'shichat deimo kfuso komin boyle, maskone. Gore komin boyle. M'shichat deimo kfuso mitne oloi. Dichim deim darko shabal chayim migoro. Chayim kfuso ma'al anigom beragleyem. Loi kone, oi dil lo kone. M'shum da'irinu nadashtu berechom mani, kumei shakir kini. ויער ויערינו ממי שבחמיר ומן גובל כמו בויל אוכה גרירה כאן ילוי ותצבון הבאי ואם תמצלי מה כאן יהיה so אם תמצלי מה הוא כאן יהיה בהם יצל there is no doubt he couldn't be כאן יקרה ואם תמצלי מה כאן יהיה היכה דאקנה לי גוף את בהם לגמרי אבל היכה דאוי אקנה בהם או בקרה זו אלו יסו בקהילו לקנה סולה או קהילים אלו is מהנו משיכה בזו Liknes keli moleo oilo. So the first abaye is an abaye is abaye in respect to the himo itself, whether when he is makne the himo itself, then even Salema that when he is makne the himo itself, so he's kenid behimo, so he's kenid behimo. So the question is, where is not makne the himo itself, but he just tells him to be meishich the behemo, to be geir the behemo in order to be kene the keli. So is he kene these keli mo is not kene. And then he says, the hod amrinon, the hilchese the kuso, hoche koma, the kuso komi boyle, the hilchese the kani, the hoche koma, the hilchese the kone the kuso, the hilchese the kone the kuso. So he explains the Yuchat Bikvuso, not the Yuchat Bikvuso. That's why the Gemara uses the Russian the Yuchat Bikvuso. The Gemara doesn't say the Bikvuso from the boiler, but the Yuchat Bikvuso. So that means, so the expression the Yuchat Bikvuso implies two things. Number one, the Abaye of Reb Lezer has reference to Bikvuso, and it's Yuchat that Bikvuso he is Kehle. So in other words, both abayas were nifshet according to the Rashba. Number one, the first abaye, in respect to the himo itself, so it's the himo kvuso, since there is no other way of pulling the himo kvuso except through kreire. True that usually the himo is not nigra, because usually the himo is not kvuso, it's not bound. But here it happens to be bound, so that's considered duch. So in respect to the first abaye, whether the behemo itself can be nikne, the behemo kvuso itself can be nikne, so the Gemara is patient, it can be nikne. And then, in respect to the second abaye, so we say that even where it was not makne the behemo itself, he was not makne the behemo itself, but he was makne the kelim, so he's kene the kelim also. This is the Rashba. Now, let's see how the Rambam mentions this halacha. Rav Lezer Sabai. Perek Vei Salach Ahes. Now, we have the Rambam in two halachas. First of all, the Gemara says, Yaboy Rabbeza, Haim Chavir Mishir Beim Uzu Kikirim Shalem. Now, Liknis, Miyoma Liknit, Elo Mishir Beim Uzu Kikirim Shalem. So one member in the Gemara, that if he said Liknis, so he's not Kene. So Rashi explains it, Because if he says liknei, so his kavona is ato is chavon liknei. Ani machnaloch. And then we have the abaya in the case where he says mishir beimozeh utnikir shalach. So this aloha that liknei is miyoma liknei is mentioned in Perek Beis Milchas Mechira aloha ches. So the Rambam here has an altogether different pshat, not like Rashi, not like any other ish. Ho'im elach averei, Perek Beis Milchas Mechira aloha ches. Ho'im elach averei, mishir v'tikne. הוא יחזק ותקנה, וחייץ בדבורם אלו, ויהולך ומושך ושהרזיק. לא יקונה, שמשמע תקנה להבו, ועדיין לא יקנה לי. אלא צורך המכר, הוא היה נעיסים לאימא לי, לא יחזק תקנה, או ימשך אותנה. So how did the Rambam explain? Liknes is not Cain and not this, Rashi explained it. Rashi explained it because when he says Liknes, it means Mishael Behemo, you should have Kavonet to be Cain. But I'm not marking you. So in other words, there is no das marking. That's why. The Rambam explained it differently. If he says, Mishayich v'tikne, or yichazek v'tikne, chayiz v'armeilu, v'holach v'moshach, or yishaherzi, lo yikone, she because he uses the lotion of the future, of vosi, a lotion of vosi. Mishayich v'tikne, and in the future, you will be king. So that means, so there is no verbalization of the Aknoi. And even if in his heart he'll think that he'll mean that the Likeach should be Kainet, so he's going to Shabbat. In other words, because the Loshen itself, the Loshen Mishayich V'tikne, has the connotation, you should be Kainet in the future, not at the time of Mishayich. So, can one, now suppose someone will say to the Arhumin, will say to Shimon, Mishir Behimazu, they tikne lachlam. So that's a Gemara in Ksuves. That's a Gemara in Ksuves. That is not Kainet. Why? Because when the Chalei Sakiyan take place in the future, lachlamet, so it's also Kinyone. By Keser, so it's not also Kinyone. But if he makes a Mishiche, so then it's also Kinyone. So Ruben couldn't say to Shimon, Mishir Behimazu, they tikne iso lachlamet. Or doesn't make a difference, lachalamed, lachashavua, lachayim, lachasho, or even lachare minute. In other words, in order to be kainet for Mishiche, so he must be makneim so that he should acquire title simultaneously with the king. But if he says, Mishaykh veitikne, so what is veitikne? What kind of a connotation does it have? Veitikne. You will be kainet in the future. He doesn't say exactly what time the future. Whether it will be an hour later, or a day later, or a week later, but it has the connotation of the future. So that means that he is telling him, you should not be Kane Mamish at the time of the Mashiach, but later on. So it's called Sotiyoni. And even if in his heart, he means that he should be Kane immediately, but since he expressed it that way, so whatever Kavoni has in his heart is Gomesh Abaleh. That's the Rambam Shiva. הוא מחביר המשיח ותקנו יחזק ותקנו חייץ לדבר מילו ואולה כמו שאנחנו שיהיה זה כמו יקומן שמשמע תקנו להבו ועדיין לא יקנו לי אלו צורך המלך הנאיס אלו אם עלי לא יחזק וקנה או ימשיך וקנה וחייץ לדבר מילו שמשמעון שיקנה עתו ואי שיים שיחויר זה But if you use the Russian that has the connotation that the Likea should be Kane sometimes in the future and he couldn't be Kane in the future with the present Mishichem because it's also Kiyone. So he's not Kane. So he's not Kane. Even if in his heart he was mischave in the Likea should be Kane right now. Because then he's born Shabbat. The Raivet is Chelik because the Raivet doesn't explain. The Gemara that way, Liknes, Miyoma Liknes, doesn't explain it that way. Alright. But that's the Rambam. Now, then in respect to the Etzem Abaye, so the Rambam should pass. By the way, should Because the Gemara does not say except according to the Rashbo. So according to the Rashbo, it's not a Bible issue there, because the Rashbo explains the Yilchus of Yichvuso, so it means that the Abaye of Rav Lezer is reference to pain of Fuso, and it's Mirshet, the Yilchus says, that it is case. So this is the Rashbo. But the Rambam certainly does not explain the Gemara like the Rashbo. Now let's see how the Rambam mentions the Abaye of Rav Lezer. So that is, in Perek Gimel Hilchas Mechira, Aloha Yudnei.
This halacha is in Perek Beis, halacha Chet, and the other halacha is in Perek Gimel, halacha Yud Gimel. So the Rambam says, Omar le'amakne, misheich behemo upnei kelim sholeo, hoil vilo hikno loy gufa behemo, afal kishe moscho v'yikvuso, loy kono kelim sholeo, achiyim shakil matno. Now, in aloche Yud Gimel, he mentions the aloche of Chotam Alechem, it's not king, where the behemo is not yikvuso. So then, even if he was makne the behemo itself, together with the kelim, he still is not king of the kelim. Why? Because it's Chotam Alechem. So he says, Naloch Yud Gimel, Hamakne Behemo V'Kelim Shalkamo Keachot. Afal Pishe Moshe Habemo V'Kono V'Kono HaKelim Shaleo. Ache Yagdiya O'Yim Sheik HaKelim Atmon. I mean, Dako Magdiyan. She Habemo, why? But he was Makne Behemo itself. So let him became the Kelim with a spirit Chotzea. She Habemo K'Chotam Alechati. V'Imashe B'Seicho Konu Levayo. V'Ficho Imho Yisa Habemo K'Fuso. And he was makne behemo v'kelim kechot, so kone after him sholeo misachot. Then comes the loch yidal. And that's the bayi of Rebleza. Oma leya makne misheyo behemo v'kne kelim sholeo, hoyo v'lo yikno lo yiguf ha behemo, afal pishe moscho, v'yikvuso lo yikono kelim sholeo, achi yim sheikh ha kelim at. So, it's a bayi of Yivshet, it's a bayi of Yivshet, the Rambam, Shita had been to bayi of Yivshet, so it's a sophist. And he was already Meishich, so it's the shoes of Ikeach. So the Rambam should pass him since it's Sofik, and the Kelim happened to be already in the shoes of the Ikeach, so he was already Meishich. So in other words, so maybe he should keep it. No, he says, Loi Kona Keshoel, so it's not a Sofik, it's a Vada. But the Gemara is not patient. The Gemara is not patient. So it seems that the Rambam explains the Gemara. It is similar to the Pshat of the Rashba, but not like the Rashba. I say similar in the sense, just as the Rashba says, that the Hilchas Bichvuso does not mean the Abaye is just Bichvuso, but it means the Abaye is Bichvuso and the Abaye is Nifshat Bichvuso. That what the Rashba explains, the Abaye is Nifshat Bichvuso, he is king. He is king, even though he was not makne the behemo, just the kelim. So then, but the Rambam apparently explains the hilchas bikvuso. In other words, when in respect to Rabbi Elazar Abaye, where he said misheir behemo zu liknis kelim sholeo, so the Gemara is saying the hilchas. In other words, that in the case where he says Mishael Beimazu, Liknes Kelim Sholeo, so he's not Kene the Kelim. But when will he be able to be Kene the Kelim? Bikvuso, if the Behemo is the Behemo Kvuso, and he's Makne the Behemo and the Kelim, so then he'll be Kene the Kelim, Misachotah. So that's why the Rambam mentions the two aloches, one after the other. You see, so because the Rambam holds that when the Gemara says Vilchas Bikvuso, the Gemara is patient Rabbi Elazar Abaye. The Gemara is patient Rabbi Elazar Abaye. Now, how, from the Lashon of the Rambam, it's Mashma. From the Lashon of the Rambam, it's Mashma. He says, Hamakne behimo v'kilim shal gabo keechol afo pishe moshach habeimo v'kono v'kono ha'kilim sholeo achi yagbia o yimshech ha'kilim atzmon o yimshech ha'kilim atzmon. So it's Mashma that the Rambam really held that the Abaye of the Gemara was whether a Mishiche, whenever we have one object is on top of the other object, and you don't make a direct Mishiche in that object itself, but it's an indirect Mishiche. The object itself, there is no Mishiche realized in the object itself. The object itself remains depressed all the time. So that's not a good Mishich. You see, the Rambam emphasizes, Achi Yagbiyahu Yimshich HaKelim Atzmon. But then,
true, so mitzad mishicha you couldn't be kenei because there is no mishicha realized in the object itself. The object itself remained at rest all the time. But let him be kenei the object because of chotzer, he was kenei the mishicha, he was kenei the behime. So he says, chotzer malach. So that was so apparently, according to the Rambam, the Abaye was whether in a case where there is no mishicha realized on the object itself, is that considered a mishicha or it's not? So the Gemara is patient, and the Gemara says the hilchese bekvusa. In other words, the only situation where he will be kenei the kelim will be if he'll say mishel behemo zu ukni behemo ukni kelim, and the behemo is kvusa. So then he'll be kenei here. This is how apparently the Rambam explains the Gemara of Hilchot and the Chusa. In other words, the Gemara is patient, Rabbi Lezer of Abaye. The Hilchot, now Rabbi Lezer is an Abaye, where the Behemo is Chusa. But he didn't say Mishael Behemo, Kni Behemo, Kni Kehli. He just said Mishael Behemo, Kni Kehli. And the Behemo wasn't Machne. Whether he's Kane or not, so the Gemara says no. In such a case, he's not Kane. When will he be Kane? Only in one situation. If the Behemo is a Behemo Chusa, and he said, Mishael Behemo, Ukni Behemo, Ukni Kehli. So then he'll be Kane. That's the Pshat Yilch the Bikuso. Hilcha say, he's Kane, only the Kuso, and he said, Kni Behemo, Ukni Kehli. Kni Behemo, Ukni Kehli. So then he's Kane, Mitzat Chotah. But if the Behemo is Kuso, and he said, Mishael Behemo, Ukni Kehli, he doesn't say Kni Behemo, Ukni Kehli. So there is no Kiyah Chotzer, and Kiyah Mishicha there isn't either, because there has to be a Mishicha realized in the object itself. This apparently is how the Rambam explained it. I mean, I think that this is the plain pshat in the Rambam. And then it's not difficult to explain that way the Gemara of Hilchot and the Chusa. The Hilchot say, when can he be Kane the Kelim? Only the Chusa, and he said, Kni Behim Ukti Kelim. So you ask, why doesn't the Gemara say Vilchas the Kvusa Kishoma? Kni Behim Ukti Kelim? The answer is, it's implicit in the context of the Gemara, because Rabbi said Yomale Kni Behim Ukti Kelim Mikone Kelim. So Rabbi is dealing with the case where he says Kni Behim Ukti Kelim. So now the Gemara says Vilchas it. The Vilchas is when is he came to the Kelim? Only when he said when it's Kvusa and he says Kni Behim Ukti Kelim. Then he's Kelim. I think that the Ibn Ozel also says, I mean, that this is how the Rambam explains the Gemara Hilchas Bechus. All right. Now, Omu Le Rav Pope, now the Gemara. Omu Le Rav Pope, the Ravune Breit Rav Yeshua Le Rav, El Ma'ato, in other words, Rav established the principle that Chotam Alechas is not capable. So he said, El Ma'ato, Hoya Mahal Visvino, Vikov to Dogin, Vinoflu Sikhasvino, Hochaname de Chotam Alechas Ivel Ikone. So you'll say the same thing. Omale, Svine Menach Naiche, Umaye Hudikom Amtelo. Umaye Hudikom Amtelo. So he said that Svino is Menach Naiche. In other words, it's not Maleches. Umayu is the commandment. So what's the pshat? When is it Chotam Maleches? Chotam Maleches is when it is Maleches to an inner force, to an internal force. Like, let's say, an Eved or a Behemo, a living thing. But where it's Mehalech because of an external force that is applied on it, let's say, Svino. So it doesn't make any difference whether the Svino is a sailboat, or the Svino is a steamboat. It's the same thing. I mean, there is an external force that makes it move. So it's not that the object itself is a moving object. The object itself is not moving, but it is being pushed by an external force. That's not Maleches. Maleches, when is it Maleches? Maleches, when the object itself, to an inner force, is Mehalech. Is Mehalech. Mehalech, what way? Mehalech, away from the Baal Achot. Away from the Baal Achot. So the Baal Ayat. But Svino is Menach Naiche,
So the same thing would apply, let's say, to car. Let's say, suppose a mitzvah falls into somebody's car, and the car is moving. It doesn't make any difference when the car is moving or not. But in the case where a mitzvah would fall into somebody's car, even if the car is moving, so you would be kene, mitzat choser. And you cannot say, choser malachet, the car is a choser malachet, because it's not moving by an internal force. It's like my udikamamtala. There is an external force that makes it move. So it's not a chotamale. Omale rabbinu ravashe el meato hoiso mi'aleches b'yoshus rabin v'zorak lo get l'sichayko or l'sichkalso hochenamedu l'migashe. Why? Because the woman is walking, so as she walks, so the kalso also keeps on walking. Didn't Rabine know this? That the kalso is meinach naiche? Didn't he know this? Of course he knew this, but still he asked, because Rabine knew very well that when is it mahalich, if it is mahalev by itself, but if it is pushed by something else now, but he held, since the kalso, she is wearing the kalso, so mainly the kalso becomes bottled to the ishe, So just as the ishe is imhalev by itself, imalechet by itself, so the kalso is also imalechet by itself. So he tells him, no, it's not shy to say, it becomes bottled to the ishe. The kalso is it moves because of an external force, because the ishe herself makes the kalso move. By walking. Now let's see the Rashi. Now Rashi said, we mentioned it last time. Rashi said, Mikone Kelim Bimshicha. There he says, Mikone Kelim Bimshicha, Behim Abel, the Convoy of Mechakelim, the Lehem, the Chwal, the Hashneim, Pshitra, or the Mikta, the Hemo, Kone Kelim Shim Terashotza, the Kaimel Hatsirish, Odom Kenele, Ubehem Tik Hatsir, the Hochotom Alechasi, the Hotom Alechas, which my inon is Dikne. So what's the chisor of Machot Malecha is because it's not mishtame here. Now let's see Tesis. Svina meinach nayv, umayu dekomanto, af al gav, in ferikame di gushnam ginon, di talmud rochem, rochuv ki mahalir dome. So in other words, if let's say somebody is sitting and then he sees that from Chochem is Rochov Alachameya. So he has to stand up. Why? Because it is just as if the Talmud Chochem passed by. But the question is, if the Talmud Chochem passed by, so Talmud Chochem is moving. But there is a Chil of Amide before Talmud Chochem. But here is Rochov Alachameya, so he stays in one place. So why shouldn't it be considered as if, let's say, somebody is sitting and he sees that Tom Chochem is sitting? He's not going to stand up for Tom Chochem. Chochem himself is not walking. So why should it be different? So the Gemara says, because Rochov is Gemaladon. Rochov is Gemaladon. So why do not say that Tom Chochem is Meinach Naichem, but the Chameya keeps him, moves him, we do not say. So there is no shaykh. Hoche chotza mishu yad yisra boye. Vahal shapi yodum yad yad. Dimeinach naiche. Umamta lo imbut. So, einach naame. If it had been just a question, whether it's considered moving or static, so then we would say, since he remains in one place, so it has the status of being static. I mean, in the same place, he's not moving. But here it's not a question whether it's moving or it's static. It doesn't make any difference. In other words, it has to be dum yad yad. Now yad is not moving. Yad is not moving. Yad is munach. So Teisa says, Vavishapya dum yad yad, diminach nayach, umamtel imbuve. So Rabbi Kveiger assumed, I mentioned last time, Rabbi Kveiger assumed that the pshat in Teisus is because the person walks on his feet, he doesn't walk on his hands.
I mean, but that wouldn't even make sense. I mean, first of all, the halacha of that yad is kenei does not mean daf kenei. If he throws the get of the isha on the foot of the isha, so she's also correct. And there she walks with the feet. And then when the person walks, he uses the feet. But it's not just the feet that walk, he uses the feet. But the whole person walks. There's no difference between the feet and any other part of the body. How can we say, I mean, the feet walk, but the hands don't walk. The hands don't walk. So what does Rabbi Kveya say? That the pshat is, why Yad is considered munach? Why is Yad considered munach? Because, I mean, the obvious pshat, there couldn't be any other pshat. Because whether it's munach or it's not munach, whether it's munach or it's not munach, it means, depends whether it moves away from the balayat. Let's say somebody has an eved, so that's a chotam aleches. Why? Because who is the balayat, the balachotzer? The owner of the eved. The owner of the eved. And the eved, so the chotzer, is able to move away from the balachotzer. Masha'in came, if, let's say, the chotzer does move, but whenever it moves together with the balachotzer. So then it's not considered malach. So this is how Rabbi Kveya explained it. Now the Rabbi Kveya says, "Dum yediyah d'minach t'muele dim kein aguf atzmo mitkam halich v'amai mahane neisim get al reisho gam amai binosan get biyodo." So some words are missing in my Gemara here. Rabbi Kveya, I don't know what he's saying. So wait. Gam amai binosan get. What does it say there? Biyad. Biyad. Mikra chotam aleches. So mikra chotam aleches. Vayad minach naich. So why do we say biyad avdo? It means it should be biyad avdo. Let's say, so if the isha has an eved, and the baal hands over the get into the hands of the eved, so the gemara, only if the eved is of the isha is kofu, but if the eved of the isha is not kofu, she is not midrashes, why chotam aleches? But the yad is menach naich. The answer is no. When the person walks, when the eved walks, so everything walks. The yad also walks. The yad also walks. It's a very strong kasha of yad. But if we say that the yad doesn't walk, it's not considered mahalich. So then we should say that if the baal hands over the get into the hands of the eved of the isha, so she should be gracious even though the eved is not coming. Elo. Al kocho, the yad ve'aguf chadu. Of course, that's a double portion. El damrinon, ma yodo she'ini mehalich, ha'ini de'ini mehalich me'akene. In other words, it's not mehalich, it doesn't move away from the balaya. And chotam aleches means, let's say an eved, is a chotam aleches. Over the get into the hands of the eved of the isha, so she should be gracious even though the eved is not kavus. Elo al kocho the yad ve'aguf chad. Of course, that's a double portion. El damrinon ma yodo she'ini mehalich ha'ini de'ini mehalich me'akene. In other words, it's not mehalich, it doesn't move away from the balaya. And chotam aleches means, let's say, an eved is a chotam aleches because when it walks, it moves away. It moves away from the balaya. V'chol mokin shu ma'alich shomu akene. Mashein ken chotzer di ma'aleches mi'akene. Mashein ken chotzer di ma'aleches mi'akene. V'tzorch iyu. Tzorch iyu gom. So, but I think that this is what Tesis means. Even though the Russian tends to indicate a meaning, that Tesis means what Rabbi Kveya assumed Tesis means. But we cannot say it. Tesis itself means what Rabbi Kveya said. Dum yediyat, dimenach naiche, umamtelo in gufei. So what does it mean, umamtelo in gufei? He means that it never moved away from the Balaya. From the Balaya. The Chibis are coming to Shabbos. Egi is Sofa Gabemai. Lahava Anochi. Egi is Zichli Yuchli Sofa Gabemai. Mau. So the question is here, Gimora says, Svein and Minach Naiche, Umayi Hudi Komamtelo, Aramdo, why over there? Do we say, Egis Sofa Gabemai, Lahava Anochi, Egi Zichli Yuchli Sofa Gabemai, Mau? Hosom, Mishu Bidumil Mechatamish Kombino. ולא ימצנין חפצים בדובו שהוא מסנע ומסנדנה אבל גבי קיניין קיבים שהוא קודם ידיעד so he's gone. All right, we'll have it up. Over the get into the hands of the Eved of the Isha. So she should be gracious even though the Eved is not gone. Elo, al kocho, the yad ve'aguf chad. Elo, of course, that's a double portion. Elo, the amrinon, ma yodo she'ini mehalich, ha'ini de'ini mehalich me'akene. In other words, it's not mehalich, it doesn't move away from the balaya. And chotam aleches means, let's say an Eved is a chotam aleches, because when it walks, it moves away. It moves away from the balaya. The cholmokin shum aleich shomu akene. Mashein ki chotzer di maaleches mi akene. Mashein ki chotzer di maaleches mi akene. Vitzorch iyum. Tzorch iyum gom. So, but I think that this is what Tesis means. Even though the Russian tends to indicate a meaning that Tesis means what Rabbi Leger assumed Tesis means. But we cannot say it. Thesis itself means what Rabbi Leger said. Dum yediyat, di menach naiche, umamtelo in gufei. So what does it mean, umamtelo in gufei? He means that it never moved away from the balaya. From the balaya. The chibis are tam di shabbos. Egi is sofa gabemai, lahava anochi. Egi is zichli yuchli sofa gabemai, mau. So the question is here, Gimora says, Svein and Minach Naiche, Umayi Hudi Komamtelo, Aramdo, why over there? Do we say, Egis Sofa Gabemai, Leaba Anoche, Egis Kli, Uchti Sofa Gabemai, Mau? Hosom, Mishu Bidumi Lumeches Amish Kombino, Veloi Masnin, Hafeitzin, Midogo, Shu Misnanea, U Misnadne, Avo Gabe Kinyen, Kibim Shu, Kubium Yediyad, so he's gone. All right, we'll have it Hoy rechev al gabe behemo, the oes am tio, ruvei was rechev al gabe behemo, and we saw him tio, vamo chave, and set the shimel, knor. Yom ha knor, he is. So, Ruben is real Gavim and he's so Messiah. From a Havia said to Shimon's Nori, that Shimon should pick up the Messiah for him, for Uwe.
not law, so Shimon picked it up, he was my PI. The Omar Ani Zochisibo. And Shimon said, I was Eichen, Zochibo. So Shimon has tied his Eichen. Imishan Osnoloi, but Ruby said to Shimon, you pick up the Messiah for me. And Shimon picked it up and he gave it to Ruby. Then, after he had given it to Ruby, so Shimon said, Omar Ani Zochisibo Trilo. I was Eichen, Loyomaku. Now let's see the Rashi. Why lo makru? The afilo amrina magbir mitzil chaveire lo ikon chaveire. Because there is a machlekes where the magbir mitzil chaveire is kon chaveire. Or ikon chaveire. So if we say ha magbir mitzil chaveire, magbir mitzil chaveire is kon chaveire. So it's certainly lo makru. Because at the moment when Shimon picked up the mitzil for Ruben, Ruben acquired title to it. But even if we say ha magbir mitzil chaveire, lo ikon chaveire. So at that moment, when Shimon picked up the mitzvah for Ruvain, Ruvain did not acquire title of the mitzvah. But then when he gave it to Shimon, to Ruvain. So then, so in other words, so it remained hefker until Shimon gave it to Ruvain. Then Ruvain made the king and not boy. So Ruvain was eichen. Zuchonet. Zafil amri amak bitzul chavir, lekone chavir, lekone chavir. Kim di yav, lekani mimolefshach. I kani kame. So even if we say, amak bitzul chavir, is lekone chavir, So Shimon was, so Ruben was the original moment when Shimon made that goyim. But later on, when he gave it to him, so Ruben made that goyim, so Ruben was zeiche. So he was zeiche monefshech. I can he come in, when he's having a hakse for chaveirei. So if the first one had the kavonet to be zeiche himself, so it became his. But then when he gave it to Ruben, He was mischaven to be magne to Ruvain. So Shimon was mischaven to magne to Ruvain. So then it's matone, yavu matone. Viloi kani kame. Mishin was mischaven liknei. Because, and if, now we are assuming that magvim etzil chavir loi kona chavir. So the original moment was Shimon picked up the mitzvah, Ruvain did not zeichenet. And Shimon wasn't zeichenet because Shimon didn't have the intention to be zeichenet. So it remained hefker. But then when he gave it to Ruvain, so Ruvain was eichen a hefker then. We can't come, she was having witness of a hefker, the model yadi, the hai, we can't ya hai be my dog, come yodi, the kame, we shake me. Rashi was married here. All right. Znan hos, mi she likit es a peye, the oma. Now, peye, so belongs to me, so any oni can be zeichen. So mi she likit es a peye. The oma ha reizu mit leini oni. And he said, this is the plain one. The blazer in a zohol. So, in other words, so if one is magbia, the pay for another one, he, so the other one is there. That's a common tablet. Homi memory, no. The one himself can pick it up, can be there. But no one else can be there for the one. Homi memory, it's not only on the one, it's only. Omar Hule, Omar Abishua Ben Leib. Machlekes mi osher yon. The Rebbe Lezer sova mi gedi boye maske nich ve avoni ve chodoi hashte name chodoi. U mi gedi zochle nafshe zochle name lechav. Rabonon sabre chad mi gam rinon trei mi gelo yam rinon. Avo mi yon ili oni di le hake zochle di mi gedi zochle nafshe zochle name lechav. So Ule says the machleikes between Rebbe Lazar and the Rabbonon has reference to the case where an Oshia picks up the paye for an Oni. So Rebbe Lazar holds that we say treimig. In other words, now the Oshia himself could not be zeiche for it, even if he wanted to be zeiche, because he's an Oshia. But suppose he would be mafkid mechotin, so then he would become an Oni. And then he could be Zeichen if he was Mafkin Nechot. And if he decided to be Zeichen, he could. So since it's Biyodei, for 2 minutes, to be Zeichen by first being Mafkin Nechot, and then being Zeichen for himself, so maybe he has his chus, to be Zeichen for others too, for another Oni also. In other words, that means without Mige, so the Gemara is assuming that he certainly could not be there without me, without recourse to me. Why? Because it takes about
So in other words, if we say that the Magvim Tilech Haveri Loi Kone Haveri, so that Loi Kone Haveri, then it must necessarily be based upon the concept of Hateket Ubal Chiv Mokim Shechav Lacherim Loi Kone. Because assuming that Tilech Haveri Mokim Shechav Lacherim Kone, so why shouldn't one be able to be Magvim Mitzil Haveri? And we don't even have to resort to Migit. But if we take it for granted, if we assume the table of Balchim, Mokim Shechav Lacherim, is loikon. So then we can apply the same concept. Then it's possible to apply the same concept to Magvim Mitzil Haveri, because he's also Chav Lacherim. Because by being safely Magvim Mitzil, let's say, Ruvein is Magvim Mitzil for Shimer, he thereby deprives Levi from being taken that Mitzil. If Ruvein didn't pick it up for Shimer, Levi could pick it up. So it's Chav Lacherim, so it's loikon. But maybe on account of Mige, so he can be Tefes Lacherim, Tefes Lacherim, Mokim Shechav Lacherim. So that's the Shaila. So Reb Lezer holds that we say to Mige, Mige boi nafim nechtu chavu oni uchot, vashna mochot doi, Mige boi nafim nechtu chavu oni uchot, vashna mochot doi, Mige boi nafim nechtu chavu oni uchot, vashna mochot doi, Mige boi nafim However, if an oni picks up payer for another oni, then even the Rabbanon agrees that he can do it. Two, David Lachim Mokhin Chavacheri is Loikone, and Magdi Amtil Chavere involves the meaning of David Lachim Mokhin Chavacheri, but, because of Migad Zochel and Avshe, so Zochel Chavre, what does it mean Migad Zochel and Avshe? Zochel Chavre. So it's not the expression is the Migad Zochel and Avshe Zochel Chavre. The same expression that Gemara used at Ches, but there is a distinction between the meaning of this expression that Ches Omid Aleph and the meaning of the expression here. Because that Ches Omid Aleph, when Gemara said, when Rabbi Bachome tried to deduce from the Mishnah that I'm to have a Konachavere, this sounds like we can't have a Tosizuk Shinach Rabbi Karka, because Rabbi Karka, because we're Zu, Rashman, we still have a Konachavere. So Rabbi said, no, it's not right. Later, we have a Mishnah Havre, Korikonachavere. What had the time to give Zokonachavere? So there, the expression, because Zokonachavere means me getting money Zokonachavere. So Zokonachavere. Mashenkin here, he's not Zeichel Nafshe at all, no part in it. But Migedim, so here Migedim Zochel Nafshe Lechavre means Migedim Boye Zochel Nafshe. So there is a difference between the meaning of the same expression that Ches Amit Aleph and the expression here. Over there it means Migedim Zochel Mamesh Lechavre Zochel Lechavre. But over here it means Migedim Boye Zochel Nafshe. Migedim Boye Zochel Nafshe. So Zochel Lechavre, but he is not. This only when he says, "Avul moni leoni, divhakel zocho," it doesn't mean moni leoni when the oni that picks up the payer for the other oni has in mind that he should also have a happiness. No. So he here it means migad iboy zocho enav. All right, avul moni leoni divhakel zocho, the migad zocho enav she zocho name lecha. So this is what Tula says. That, in other words, that both Rav Lezer and Rabbanon both agree that Tefes Malchim Mokim Shechav Lacherim is Loikon. Mimeil, and Magvim Mitzil Haveri involves the matter of Tefes Malchim Mokim Shechav Lacherim. But, if it's a money only, so one Mige, even Rabbanon say that we say. But the question is whether you say Tefes Mige or we don't say Tefes Mige. Alright. Omer Rav Nachman Lule, Vileime Mar Leoni Leoni Machlech. Now there are two girses. The Shinkvetus mentions another girse. The girse here is Vileime Mar Mioni Leoni Machle. There is another girse, Vileime Mar Mioni Leoni Name Machle. Now if we are Gerim, Mioni Leoni Name Machleke, so then, according to Rav Nachman, so the Machleke between Rav Lezer and Chachamim has reference to both, to Mioshi Leoni and to Mioni Leoni. So Rav Lezer, Rav Lezer says, Yiyei Zocholei Yiv Moshe Leon. And the Chachomim say, Yiten Lone Anunso Rishen Yiv Mione Leon. Now, if we are there, the way it appears in our text, the way the Ma'am Mione Leon in Machlekes, so it's still possible to explain it the same way as if it had been written Nam. But The fact is that those Rishim, that most of the Rishim who have the Girsa, the Leim and Mar, Mioni Leoni Machlekes, they don't explain it in the same sense as if it has been written Mioni Leoni Name Machlekes. But they explain it, the Leim and Mar, Mioni Leoni Machlekes, so Rav Nachman holds that the Machlekes has referenced the case to a case only of Mioni Leoni, of Mon Leoni. But, so then Rav Leza says, we say one Mige, and Rabbonon say, we don't say even one Mige, and it was only a Mashaik in Oshaloni, so even Rabbi Leza would agree that it's not alone and in Sogishin, because Tlinge, we don't. Now, Omer Anachmul Ule, Vilayim and Ma'am, the only one in Machlekes, Domitia, why should we apply the Machlekes of Gotar Abonon to the case? To a case of non-Leoni, I mean, what is the reason for applying the Machlekes that way? So he says, no, there is a riot from this Mishnah, that the Machlekes in the Mishnah in Peye has reference to the case of non-Leoni. Why? Domitzia hakla nimes. Domitzia, everyone could be zeichen. So there we don't have to resort to it. To Migas, and Oshia could also be Zechan Mitzir. Utnan, hoi or Echif al Gabi Behem. We hoi es am Tzir. We hoi mal havei reit noli. So Ruvain said to Shimen, he was Echif al Gabi Mo, he said to Shimen, pick up the Mitzir. Not lo. So Shimen picked it up, we hoi mal ani zochisibo. Zochab. So Rav Nachman assumed that the pshat in the Mishnah nizochitibo means I want to be zeichen at now. I want to be zeichen at now. Zochitibo achshav. Not, in other words, not at the moment when he picked it up. First he picked it up, Shimon. When Reuven said to Shimon, pick up the Mitzir for me. So Shimon picked it up. Then, a few minutes later, he said to Reuven, I want to be Zeichen now. That means that at the original moment, when he picked it up, when Shimon picked it up, he picked it up for Reuven. Still, even 5 minutes later, Shimon says to Reuven, in spite of the fact that 5 minutes ago I picked it up for you, but now I want to be Zeichen it. So then Shimon gets title to it. So it's a raya, the Tamadbi and Mitzir Chavere, it's a raya from this Mishnah, Tamadbi and Mitzir Chavere, he's loikon a Chavere. Loikon a Chavere. So, he am with the Shlomo, so in other words, so Rav Nachman assumed that the Pshat in Zochiti Bo means, I'm Yiritza Liski Dua Achshof, but 5 minutes ago when I picked it up, I had in mind to be Zeichem for you. Still, so Zochem Bo, so Shimon gets it. So why? But 5 minutes ago before, when he picked it up for Ruvain, the answer is, it was in effect. Why? Because I'm between the Chaleir, we call it Chaleir. So he amr, the Shloim, the Mioni, Oni, Machloi, KSC, if we say that the Mishnah in Peyer has reference to Oni, so that means Rabbonon don't even say one Mige. So this Mishnah calls with Rabbonon of the Mishnah in Peyer. But this man Rabbonon, Elo Yamre, the Yoshi of the Oni, Machloi, but if you say, as you who has said, that the Machlekes is only Yoshe Mioni. Avo Mioni, Mioni Vrakosach, because one Mige, even the Rabbonon agree that we say. So this Mishnah does not record even the Rabbonon. Homan Eloi Rabbonon, Viloi Rabbonon. Homan Eloi Rabbonon, Viloi Rabbonon. Omole, Masnissen di Oma Tchil. Masnissen di Oma Tchil. So, who has said, Ule said that the pshat of the Mishnah of Ani Zochisibo is not Ani Zochisibo, Ani Reitzel Iskizbo Achshov, but 5 minutes ago when I picked it up, in the original moment, when I picked it up, I picked it up for you. No, the pshat, when Shimon says Ani Zochisibo, he means 5 minutes ago when I picked it up with the Kavone that I should acquire title in it. So Memele, he was never in Magdiya Mitzir Chaveire. But in the name, if Shimon will say, 5 minutes ago I picked it up with the intention of that you should be Zeichen, but now I changed my mind. So then it's Lo Maklum. Then it's Lo Yizochabo, so Shimon is not Zeichen, because then Reuven will be Zeichen. So, Masnis, normally,
So Ula says, Maslis no matchil. So in other words, so there is a machlekes between Rav Nachman and Ule as to the pshat in the Mishnah of an Izochisibo. Whether according to Rav Nachman, an Izochisibo means an Ireke Liskis Vachshov, but at the original moment, so Shimon says he has in mind to be Zeche for Ruvein, and so why is Zochabo? Because Magdim Tzul Chavirik will come a Chavirei, and Ule says, the Pshat Nazich Rochisibo means an Izochisibo, the original moment I had in mind to be Zeche for myself, not for you. Not for you. So the Gemara says, Zochaname Mistab. It's Mistaber, as Ule says, that the Pshat in Zochisibo so the pshat in Zochisibo means that the original moment, so I had mine to be zeche for myself. Hochanam mistab, diktone seife I mishenosno. Omar ani zochisibo tchilo li omakum. Tchilo bi seife, omoli, pshite afogadu li oma tchilo. Tchilo ko omar, elu afok mashmolon, reishe do omar tchilo. So he says, in the seife he says, I mishenosno. Omar ani zochisibo tchilo, iz li omakum. Now, So if the tchila, if the tchila of the seife does not mean mishat agboy, but it means, in other words, after I was magbiyah, so just before I delivered it to you, Shimon said, just before I delivered it to you, so I was mishavim to be zeichebo. So why does he have to say tchila? Because even if he didn't say tchilo, so he certainly means that before he gave it to him. Because if he means not before he delivered it to Reuven, but now when Reuven has it already in his hand, so what kind of a chiddush is that? That if Shimon decides to acquire title in the chayvet that is already in the hands of Reuven, that we are more close. Now the Rashi. Ochanam mistavu, the chisit chilo mishatak boi koma matnis. Meriktson es seife, vi chilo di seife. Lav mishatak boi koma rla ni zachisit chilo kidim shenetati loch. Nischavanti lu ischiz bo. Lomo li li mishte bo chilo. Pshite da fi loma chilo bepeirush. Mistro le chilo koma. Di mi moche le meimar ani zoiche baachshov. Valeina biyodeh. So, el lav hoka mashmo, de reishe mas nisn diktone zoche bo bido mar tchilo. Mashmin un seife, di imi she nosno. So in other words, so in the reishe, it also means tchilo. And what tchilo? Tchilo in the sense that at the original moment when he's magdi, when he picked up the mitzie, so he had in mind to be zeche for himself. Shimon had in mind to be zeche for himself. Mashmin on seife, dim shenosno li toalei, o isi taine vomar, ani batil mitchilu li tzorchi, leo makum, di gole daite ki shenosno li, dai daite da hayagma. So now the Mishnah tells us, in other words, if, let's say, Reuven said to Shimon, now you pick up the mitzir for me, and Shimon picked it up, and then before Shimon delivered, handed over the mitzir to Reuven, Shimon says, ani zochisi botchilo, at the moment of the agboye, I had in mind to be zeche for himself. So then, he's Nemo. Mashenikei, first Shimon handed over the Mitzvah to Reuven. And then, when it was the Mitzvah was already in the hands of Reuven, Shimon said, at the moment of that boy, at the original moment, I had in mind to keep it, to be there for myself. So then, he's not Nemo. It's not Nemo. Even if the Lapishmai is Galiel, the Pshat is like that. In other words, even if the Lapishmai is Galiel, that at the original moment, now Reuven said to Shimon, you pick up the mitzvah. Shimon picked up the mitzvah, didn't say anything. Then he handed over to Reuven, still didn't say anything. After the mitzvah was already in the hands of Reuven, Shimon said, you know, when I picked up the mitzvah, I had in mind to be there myself.
So it's lo maklum. Why lo maklum? Even, well, first of all, there is, he's not nemar. But even if Hilat Ishmael would be galye, that he said the truth, so it would be von Shebelev. It would be von Shebelev. Because the umten is from the surrounding circumstances. Now, inasmuch as he didn't say it, that he had in mind to be zeicher for himself, until after the Mitzvah was in the hands of Reuven, so it appears from all the circumstances that when he picked it up, that he wanted Reuven to be zeicher. In other words, that he picked it up for Reuven. So mele even if Rav Ishmael is galia that Imamesh, he picked it up for himself, so it's Borim Shebelev. So that kavone that he had at that time is considered for it to be zeicher for himself would be von Shebelev, and then he's not in Nemor. But even if Rav Ishmael would be galye, that he did have in mind, so Shimon had in mind to be zeicher for himself. So that kavone would be like von Shebelev, and Reuven would get it. So I love Hoka Mashmelo. דרישי מסניס ניקטון לזוכה בו בידו מתחיל, אבל שמינו סייבד אם ישנוס לו איתו עלי איזה טיינו ומעניק באתו מתחילו לצייך אלו מקום דיגו לדייתי כשנוס לו לי דה דייתי דה היה גביר so there is a good that so even if Rav Ishmael is Galie that in his heart he picked it up for himself Shim and not for Uvei so it would be Dvorin Shibolet Vidoch Rav Nachman Vidoch Tone Seife Leglure Reishe Seife Deoma Tchilo ראשי זה לא יום התחילה סייפה זה לא יאפשר ולא יתחילו אמר לזה חיסי בו תחילו כשנתת לו הוא אמר כלום זה גולה דייתי כשנוס לדי זה היה גביר וראשי לא יום התחילו ואפילו הוכה זוכר Now let's see the Rashi and the Gemara מי שליק את הפה עוד אומר יאו משני בלסודה יבי בלסודה ליום הרב לזה זוכר דילק למים עמידי זוכר לנפשי ואפילו רוני מוזר הוא שלא ילעק את תהיה ניסו לשרת כי דומה בשחית הסכום וישלעק את לרוני להד רוני לשרת Now, so, everybody, I mean, it's a trashy because of this So, oh זה גיפתור אותי או שמה ג'וסט חילי כאן רשי Why does Rashi says that when Rav Lezer says Zoholei so Rav Lezer has reference to a stranger Not the Balasodi. But if the Balasodi would pick up the pain for an Oni, the Nivra Bleda would be made that he's not Zohar. Why? The Ibi Balasodi, the Omer Bleda are Zohar. The Lekele Meima Amiget, the Zohar Nafshei. The Filu Roni, Muza Ushalu Ilakit Peya Misod Shalei. Kidoma Bishud Eschud. Luis Lakit Loni Lahad Zohar Nafshei. Because if the Balasodi picks up the Peya, then the Nivra Bleda would be made that the Oni is not Zeich. Why? Because what's the reason of Rav Lezer? Because of Mige. But here we cannot say Mige the Zochel in Afshe. Because he couldn't be Zechel in Afshe. Because the Afilu Roni. So Ruy Muzer, Shaloi Lilakit. Shaloi Lilakit Teyem Misad Shalom. So the question is, I mean, they all ask against Rashi, too, that even an Oni is Musa Sholakit Teyem Yisod Shalei, let's say Shalei, but Reb Lezer says, Migedi Boye Maske Nichse, V'yave Oni, so Memele, even the Balasodi himself picks up the Teyem. So, since we say Migedi Boye Maske Nichse, so we can say, Migedi Boye Maske Nichse always Nechosim, including the Tzore. So then you will not believe the Balasode. So then this love of Mislak Adonai Al-Shalem wouldn't apply. If, let's say, he would be Mafkir over the Chosin, other than this Ode, and this Ode, entitled to this Ode, would remain vested in him, so then he wouldn't be able to be Zeicher for himself, because the Adonai Al-Shalem. But, Manevshech, if we say Nigel Diboy Mafkir Nichzei, so why should we limit the Matkir Nichzei to be the Chosim other than this Ode. So we can say, Nigedi Boye Matkir, Kol Nichzei, including this Ode. Then it will not be the Balasode. It will not be the Balasode, so we will be able to be Zeiche. Because only the Balasode is not allowed to be Zeiche in the Peye. But if he, Ladron El Shalei,
But if he's mafki holding the chosim, including the sode, so then he's not a balasode anymore. So he's like somebody else. So he's like a third party. So mele he could be zeiche for himself in the pay. So there are some rishonim who say, that according to Rashi, so the halacha of lehazir only al shalei would apply even to a case where it would be mafkir this sode itself. Why? Because at one moment the sode belonged to him, so mele the love of lehazir only al shalei applies. Lehazir only al shalei applies. It doesn't mean, let's say, that if, let's say, 50 years ago, the sode belonged to him, and he was mafkir 50 years ago, so even 50 years later, when there is a new paye, a new crop, a new paye, so that he is not allowed to be zeich. It means, what they mean is, if it's the same crop, in other words, so the sode already became yechuyet, what is the mechayim of paye? The ktira. So in other words, if, now here in this case, so at the time of the ktira, that's the mechayim of the paye, at the time of the ktira, title to the sode was vested in this person, the bala sode. Now, even if he will be mafki all in the chotim, including the sode, but since the sode already was his at the time of the ktira, so the sode already became the chuyev in peye, even if he's mafki and he's bailes, he's poka, so the love will still apply to him. This is what they mean. But if, let's say, somebody will have his sode, he'll be mafki the sode before the ktira, before the sode became his chayv of peye, so then of course, the lahazir on al shalei doesn't apply. So now al shalei doesn't apply. So in other words, so this is what some rishonim say in Rashi. In order to answer the kasha against Rashi, why does Rashi say that Reb Lezer does not have, when Reb Lezer says zochale, he does not have reference to the case where the Basode himself picked up the payer, because the Basode himself is osir to be melakit payim zeh shalei. But since Reb Lezer says migdi boi mafke nichzei, Some mele, even if it's balasode, but it's biyode to be mafki all the nechotim, including the sode, so then will not be the balasode. So they say the teret that according to Rashi, even if it will be mafki the sode, since the sode already became a chuyev in peye, so the love of the lahazir on el shalei will still apply. Now, those who are masikan Rashi, in other words, I mean, so those who give this teret. Those who give this teret and Rashi, I mean the Ritva gives this teret and Rashi, so it's because they say that Rashi holds she tzirat hakosufu she yoni muzam al shalei leilo. Why? Because the Gemara says in Gola Kame hamavkir karmi. So hamavkir karmi umochor hishkimu botzrei chayim bipei. So that means he was. Mafia Kame, Ulimoho, Ishkimu Botre, so he's still hired. Now, how about those Rishonim who are Masikan Rashi? But why are they Masikan Rashi? And why are they Masikan Rashi? I mean, so they all mention the Tesis is Masikan Rashi. All the Rishonim mention the Tesis is Masikan Rashi. So why are they Masik? Why is Tesis Masikan Rashi? Because Tesis, but it's a Gemara before Rashi in Bolokame. Hamafke kamei umocha ishkimu botzrei chayu peyeh. So in other words, it's chayu peyeh. Even though he was mafke kamei, So the answer is because over there he was again zeicha in the sod. Mashenkein if he's mafke and he's not zeicha again. So then the lahazir on el shalei doesn't apply. So this is the terrors that the Ritva gives on Rashi. That Rashi holds that even if he wasn't zeicha, since it was his at the time when the sode was his chayvah peye, so mele the lahazir on el shalei will apply even if he'll never be zeicha again. Once the sode was his at the time the sode became a chayvah peye, at the time of the tzira, let's say, so mele the lahazir on el shalei will apply all the time. So I mean, this is one thing. Now then, the Chaim did the teretz. It's not in the sefer, I mean the Chiddush of the Chaim, but in the special concept. So he gives another teretz, and this is a big chiddush. I mean, the teretz of Chaim involves a very big chiddush. I mean, it's not unreasonable, but it involves a very big chiddush. He says that when do we apply the concept of nigeh Mige di boi mat ken nich sei, va avoni, un mige di zoche nafshe, zoche le chavre, if it's a question just of his chus, whether a person has the chus, has the keach, has the chus to be zeich, let's say le chav, has to be zeich le chav, because tefich bal chiv, mok im chav achiv. So we say, mige di boi mat ken nich sei, un mige di boi zoche nafshe, zoche le chav. But if there is a niser standing in the way, so then we don't apply the principle of me. We don't apply the principle of me if there is a niser standing in the way. So the mele, since here we cannot say if the balasot, if let's say the one who picks up the payer for the oni is an osher, not the balasot there, so then there is no niser standing in the way. It's a question whether he has the schus, whether he has the tchus to be zeche for the oni. So then we apply the concept of migdei. Migdei boi mafke nichse v'av oni, and migdei boi zoche enav, she zoche enav echav. Masha'in kein is the one who picks up the mitzia, the osher, who picks up the payer. He's the balasod himself. He's the balasod himself. So right now, after all, he wasn't mafke nechotzi, he wasn't mafke nechotzi. So right now there is an isa standing in his way. So it's like it, lahad on el shalei. So where there is, if we are faced with an Isa standing in the way, so then we don't apply the principle of Nia. If there is no Isa, then let's say not the balasode, so there is no Isa standing in the way. The question is, he doesn't have the authority to be zeiche for the oni. So we say he does have the authority. Why? Because migdei boi mafke nichse, migdei boi zoche enav, zoche lechav. But if the balasod himself is the one who is magbia the payer for the oni, so then there is a nisa standing in his way. So for Mika we cannot dispose of a nisa if it's a certain inability because he doesn't have the authority to be zeiche. So then we can dispose of this inability through the application of the principle of Mika. But if it's a balasod, so there is a nisa standing in the way. So how can we say just because it's beyond day to make it possible for him to be zeiche, so because of that, so that will eliminate the iser. Just because it's beyond day to eliminate the iser, it doesn't mean, but it didn't eliminate the iser. So that does not dispose of the iser. I mean, that seems to be a svara pshuta, very mistaken. I mean, now, Rabbi Chanan is matzik on this rabbi, but the asog is no asog at all. He says there is a Gemara in Shabbos, in the beginning of Pirek Mifani, where the Gemara applies the principle of Migel Gabi Yisurimot. The Gemara does apply. The Gemara applies it Ligabi Yisur Rabono, not Ligabi Yisur Raite. But, so there is no Gemara, I mean, that we can apply the principle of Migel Ligabi Yisur Raite. And then, even as far as to the Rabbanon, even if it had been an Isad Raise, over there is a special reason as to why we apply the principle of Mie. But it's not Shayach here. Now, the Halacha in the Mishnah says that one is not allowed to be Mitaltel Tevel. Not allowed to be Mitaltel Tevel. Even something that is Tevel Mir Rabbanon is not allowed to be Mitaltel on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Why? Because it's Mukz. It's also Bachil. But my the Mishnah says at the beginning of Perek Mifanin, one is allowed to be mitalte. Mai. Why? Not because Mai is only the Rabbanon. That doesn't matter. Even if it's still only the Rabbanon, so it should be mukse. But because there is a loche that Mai is mutal ani. Rachonim said that aniim are allowed to eat Mai. Aniim are allowed to eat Mai. So mele even enoshe. The Gemara says, the Mishnah really says that. But the Gemara explained it. Because why does the Mishnah say that anybody can be mitaltel on Shabbos and Yom Tov Mai? Because since the Chachamim applied a special kulet with Mai, that a non is allowed to eat Mai, so even a nosher is allowed to be mitaltel with Mai on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Why? Because Miga di boi mafke nichse va'ave oni v'chod a little to it. V'chod a little to it. So we see that we apply the principle of Mige, Ligabe Yisur, but it doesn't present any Asog at all. Besides the fact that this is only in connection with the Nisar Rabbanon. But, I mean, that wouldn't be a good Eretz, I mean, because Kol di tikkun rabonam ken de reise tikkun, I mean, so, he's by the reise, so Mige cannot, we cannot dispose of an Isa, because of Mige, so rabonam shouldn't be able to dispose either. But, there the Isa is what kind of an Isa? Why is it also to be without Otero? Why, to end Otero? Because Mukse, why is it Mukse? Because it's with Hodel and Mide, because you're not allowed to eat it. So in other words, so it becomes Mukse by virtue of the fact that it's with Hodel and Mide, in the same way as you're not allowed to handle money on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Why aren't you allowed to handle money on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Because it's with Hodel and Mide. What the only use, the only and exclusive use of money is to be, that it's used in Mekach Memcha. But Shabbos and Yom Tov Mekach Memcha is also, so it has no use. It's not fit for anything. So it's like pebbles, it's like sand, it's, you cannot, it has no use, no function whatsoever on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So the mele, tevel, is also bachile. So the mele, it's lechotel emide. But my is mutalami. So the mele, even a noshia, can handle it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Why? Because is the yoni to be masked in the chosim and be a noni. So maybe we cannot say it's lechode to him. It's chode to him too. So it can only dispose of the Isa of mukte, because the Isa of mukte is based upon the fact that it's lechode, lemide. So even with Gabi Oshi here, it's chode, because after all, there is no mitzvah incumbent upon him that he has to remain a noshi all his life. He can make himself into a noni. He can make himself money, so maybe it's chode for him. Masha'inki no other is surim, but it's not based upon the fact of the chode. Like the Isa here, look, the Selakit has it on El Shalei. So maybe it's the stabber that through Mige we cannot dispose of an Isa. So that is very stabber. I mean, I don't see how one could reasonably argue the other way. But still, Rav Chaim Steretz involves a chiddush, a very big chiddush. Because granted that we cannot say Mige to dispose of an Isa, we can only apply the principle of Mige to dispose of a certain otherwise inability, but not to dispose of an Isa. But what kind of an Isa stands in the way? Even if the one who is Magdia de Peye happens to be the Balasod himself, what kind of an Isa is standing in his way? He doesn't pick it up for himself, he picks it up. Balasod doesn't pick it up for himself. He picks it up for somebody else. He picks it up for somebody else. Now, if he would be mafkid in the chosim, if he would be mafkid in the chosim, so then, and he would be zeichel in afshei, so then it would be for himself. But he's not picking it up for himself. He's not picking it up for himself. But we cannot is saying in order to dispose of an Isa. But there is no Isa standing in his way, because the fact is that he doesn't pick it up for himself. He picks it up for the army. So the Isa does not even oppose his endeavor, the Isa. The Isa only implies, tells him, the Isa forbids him to pick it up for himself, but the Isa doesn't tell him that he should not pick it up for somebody else. So we have to say, that's the chiddush that the Reb Chaim Steretz involves. I mean, it's mentioned in the swarm that came out that's attributed to Reb Chaim. Now, so in other words, so apparently Reb Chaim assumes that the love of Lisilaki, Leoni, Lehazir, Oni Al Shalei, the love of Lisilaki, Leoni, Lehazir, Oni Al Shalei, the Had Oni Al Shalei, so does not only imply that he is not allowed, to be zeicher for himself. He is not allowed in Shalei, in his own such.